This is WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Quernbach. Innovative ideas may be about to get a huge financial boost in Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers says he'll include in his state budget proposal a $100 million venture capital fund to jumpstart the growth of startup businesses. Matt Cordio of the Wisconsin Startup Coalition says access to venture capital is the lifeblood of innovation.
Typically, these companies are in the technology sector, biotechnology sector, and often it's an entrepreneur with an idea. They need some time to go build that idea and validate that it is going to work in the marketplace. And venture capital is really what underwrites that innovation.
The new Wisconsin plan would be what's known as a fund of funds. Wisconsin Technology Council President Tom Still says that's an umbrella-like structure that could have four or five smaller funds underneath it.
And what that does, I think, is increase risk mitigation. You know, it spreads the risk over more funds, and it also spreads the possibility of investments in different sectors.
Still also likes that the governor wants overall to require two private dollars to be invested for every $1 from taxpayers. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation would set up an oversight board for the public money. 20% of the $100 million fund would have to be invested in minority or women-owned firms or in businesses located in underserved areas. The idea will need the support this spring of the Republican-controlled Wisconsin legislature. Matt Cordio of the Startup Coalition says other Midwest states have been creating these innovation funds, and there was a smaller effort led by the Wisconsin GOP nearly a decade ago called the Badger Fund of Funds.
So I'm hopeful that this is a bipartisan issue. It's about really investing in the creation of new jobs and long-term economic growth for our state.
Tom Still of the Technology Council says concerns about COVID-19 should not block the new fund. He says the high-tech, high-growth sector has done pretty well over the last year, while some other parts of the economy have suffered. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.